Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew 5, verse 5. And this is from what's known as the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes. It says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Wow. Well, the promise sounds amazing, "for they shall inherit the earth." But doesn't meekness sound like weakness? It may, but it's not. Absolutely nothing to do with weakness. In fact, meekness is described as strength and power under control, or gentleness packed by great courage and strength. You know, it seems that too often in our society, you know, we see pride as being redefined in the American culture as a virtue. You know, the strong, the beautiful, the powerful, the intelligent, the privileged take every opportunity to boast of themselves and to further their own agenda, oftentimes at the expense of others. In other words, to advance themselves rather than to look out for others. Yet probably the least admired character in America is meekness. And yet the greatest person, consider this, who ever lived, said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." So meekness, when I see that Jesus called himself meek, and yet he was the greatest man who ever lived, the most influential man who ever lived, that's so inspiring. It's so encouraging, isn't it? And when I think about meekness, I think about a verse in Proverbs that I remember my mother would share with us on a regular basis, especially with us boys. It's Proverbs 16:32. "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city." In contrast, though, the individual who is not gentle is likened to Proverbs 25:28. "Whosoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." And so when I think of meekness as great power under control, or great courage and strength, I think about a horse. You know, a horse is powerful, beautiful, but yet meek. That is a broken horse. You know, and I think that's what God's asking us to do, to be like that horse that is strong, courageous, powerful, yet can be led about when needed. We yield to the master's control. And yet, again, strong, powerful, courageous. And I think that's what God's asking us to do, is asking me, "Josh, will you be meek? Will you humble yourself so that I can exalt you?" You know, to be meek and able to control my own spirit. To understand that by God's grace, created in his own image, I have great strength, great courage. But it needs to be under control. Because if it's not under control, it can wreak great havoc, can ruin, you know, I could ruin a marriage, I could ruin my family, I could hurt other people. And so, in that context, you know, I pray for myself, and I pray for each of us, that God would just give us great power under control. Meekness. It's not weakness. All right, go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And now, if you want to view other episodes of Quick Daily Devotion, you can download my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to beacatalyst.com. God bless.